Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Arizona, and time for the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. Our TGIF Live Studio audience has slept off the tryptophan and is ready for our post-Thanksgiving Day show. Today's topics: home and happiness, rediscovery, spirit and hope, human trafficking, and business marketing. Delivered by our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, Miss Barbara Kaplan, Aubrey Johnson, Joanne Helfert-Sullum, Mitzi Perdue, and Jairus Tucker. I am your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Everything Home is a talk radio show, podcast, and patriotic, purpose-driven resource platform. It is the transformational show and platform about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. We've got some great people today. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more info on today's guests and everything you need to grow your business, improve the quality of your life, and make a difference. Bookmark it, save it on your phone, and make it your go-to place. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. We've made it easy to find the messages that matter from the people you need to know about. Good people doing good business and good things. This is our live segment, Purpose Driven Partners. We're going live every Wednesday and Friday from 12 to 1 Mountain Time with experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose driven people to share their stories, passions, and provide real life, tangible takeaways all in 7 minute segments. Ugh. Yes, that is correct. 5 guests, 7 minutes, lots of quality content. Today's topics: home and happiness, rediscovery, spirit and hope, human trafficking, and business marketing. We've got some great guests and another fast tip-filled show today. And speaking of tips, the marketing tip of the day. When reaching out to someone on LinkedIn, endorse them for 5 to 10 skills before you send that message. It'll catch their attention and set up a conversation of partnerships rather than yet another person trying to sell them something. And that's just one example of the quality content of the partners of our patriotic, purpose-driven resource platform provide. And that you can hear them every Wednesday and Friday live at noon Mountain Time. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. All right, now it is time to meet our partners. Today's topics: home and happiness, rediscovery, spirit and hope, human trafficking, and business marketing. First up today is Miss Barbara Kaplan, the CEO of Design Dimensions, Barbara's Picks, and author of The Bizarro Method. Audience, can you give my good friend Barbara Kaplan a wonderful round of applause today? They love you, Barbara. I'm so glad you're back on. How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, Thanksgiving was great. And Michelle, I love what you do. You just have an energy, with or without the turkey chemical in you. You just you just send that vibe over the airwaves, and I have a big smile on my face. You make me feel so good.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I mean, that's kind of the goal here. We want to introduce the audience to great people like yourself and have that energy. So, you know, make a difference in your own life.
Yes.
It shouldn't be that
yes,
hard. And you know, it shouldn't be that hard. Let's put the like-minded people all in one place and learn from each other and make everything better. That's all. Simple. You'd think it would be easy. So we're just trying to make it easy. So home. I know you have an upcoming, which inspired kind of the home and happiness theme for your segment today, is your upcoming event. So do you want to just jump right into home and happiness and kind of take it from there?
I would love to. There's nothing I'd rather talk about. You know, my career started several years ago, and I used to call it healing environments, and I've gotten away from it, and I'd like to go back to it just for this conversation at least. Healing environments are the environments in which we live in, and we are always living in an environment. And the objective is to feel that we have healing going on around us. And healing is physical, mental, emotional. And it's up to us to create that healing all around us, because in the environments that we're in, we're either hurting or healing, doing anything else. Either it feels good or it does not feel good. If it feels good, wow, then we're healing. If it's not, then there's some hurting going on inside of us. And it's really up to us to create that. No one else will do it for us. Everywhere we go, everything we do has to be a place that feeds us, that fills us, that nurtures us, that supports us. And of course, the home is the main place that we can do that, because we have the greatest control there. And it's walking into your home and having the awareness of how you feel when you walk through the door. What door do you walk into? Is it your through your garage into what room, into a laundry room or into the house itself? Or are you actually going in your front door and treating yourself as a guest? What makes you feel good and what doesn't? And I would like to encourage your listeners and everyone to do this for themselves, because we know how we're feeling, and we need to take the time to listen to ourselves. We rush through the day and we ignore feelings of physical discomfort. Maybe the chair we're sitting in isn't so comfortable, and the desk isn't the right height, or we're eating at a table that's too low, and we're listening to sounds that are annoying us, or we're listening to beautiful music that's nurturing us. And, of course, in today's world, just for now, with the pandemic going on, we are even more focused on our home and where we are and what's happening to us.
I think that you kind of summed up the whole, it's probably part of the Bajaro, or the Bajaro, sorry about that, I'm throwing in the Spanish version.
Bajaro, you're right.
It's Arizona, you know what I mean? Everything we know with the ja. So the Bajaro method, I mean, it's really getting into who you are and expressing that in your home. And it's, like you said, it's all about the emotions, and it makes such a huge difference. I mean, the concept of our platform and the reason why I have it, everything home, and you're thinking, oh, a house. I don't know. The house is so much more. It's the foundation really for everything in your life. So if what's going on in your house, whether it's emotional or just physical feelings, and that's not strong, everything in your whole world is affected, because this is where you spend your time, and now so more than ever. But you've got to make sure that everything is lined up. And maybe you could share a little bit about even a personal experience, or even from a client, when they did make some adjustments, how much better they felt, where they then had those happy emotions, or they just felt better, or they could feel the energy in the home shift because there was something that they adjusted, or maybe there was their attitude had changed. Do you have a specific example that you can share?
Well, yes, and you used a good word, which is attitude, and it's so much of it is attitude. And although I have healing environments as my main focus, so many clients who ask me to help them create their homes and to look beautiful and to feel good too, but the feel good is secondary. So often a client has said to me, well, don't tell me how the sofa should feel, just tell me where I should put it. Where in the room should I put it? And I try to explain to them, well, the room has no feelings, but you do. So where would you feel good having that sofa? Let's explore several places that you can put it. And what are you seeing when you're sitting on the sofa? And what is surrounding you? And it's so important to be aware, to understand. The three steps of Bajaro are understanding, accepting, and allowing. So you have to understand yourself. You have to understand how you want to live and what you want to achieve in your home and how we can express it. Then after you understand it better, you have to accept that this is how I have to do it. This is what I have to do, who I have to help, ask for help, how I have to go about it. And then the allowing is bringing it all in. It's allowing yourself to spend the money if it's necessary or just making changes that don't cost anything. And in connection with what you were saying, Michelle, the greatest thing for me, example that I can give you is when I leave a client, I want them to say, hey, thanks, Barbara, this was fun. And fun is a big part of decorating and design and life. Anything that you do that has fun to it is easier, more creative, and better results. Fun, fun, fun.
And this time of the year, you can be creative. You've got holidays, whether it's Christmas or Hanukkah. Decorations are unbelievable. Yeah. It's not like it was 20 or 30 years ago when the big bulbs and plastic and a lot of this stuff's not that expensive. So I encourage everyone to pull out everything that they can and just spread it around because it'll make you feel better. I mean, even just the colors alone. I mean, even in my house there, the red is just so striking that obviously it takes a long time to put everything up, but I don't want to ever take it down because it looks so pretty. It looks prettier than my house right now when I add all those colors and the lights. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and so many people don't want to take the decorations down when it's time to take them down and leave them on a little longer. I know in my house, when it was Halloween just now, I had orange placemats. So you don't have to go to complete extremes with things. You can just do little touches that make you happy that are reminders of the time passing, because I know with COVID right now, I'm losing track of time. Like, what month is this? What day of the week is this? And so having color cues also helps.
Yeah, talk about lost track of time, because Thanksgiving is late, and that always really throws everybody off because, boom, it's less than a month from Christmas. We got to bump. Barbara, but give real quick the information for your upcoming event.
Oh, sure. We're having a Zoom call. It's free to everyone. We have two. One is December 8th at 7 p.m. in the evening, and the other one is December 10th at 8 a.m. In the morning. And just send me an email at Barbara@BarbaraKaplan.com, and I will get you the link to come on a call with us. We'd love to have you. Thanks so much, Michelle. This was fun, fun, fun.
I appreciate you, Barbara. I always have some amazing content for our listeners. So we will be in touch very soon. You have an awesome weekend. And thanks for being such a great partner and a good friend. So you're the best.
Thank you.
You
too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So some information about one of our programs, Reopen America.
ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com. Are you struggling personally or professionally because of the coronavirus shutdown? Ready to grow your business and serve more customers and clients? Finally, there's a trustworthy website with resources, relief options, grants, support, and much more for small businesses, nonprofits, and individuals. One location with all the information. It's time to get back to work, life, and reopen America. Visit ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com today. The ultimate resource platform to help you in every way.
Well, we started the Reopen America Resource Center as part of our platform back when the coronavirus happened, and it has grown exponentially since then with some amazing information, such good people, all their different organizations, programs. For example, there's business organizations, networking groups and communities, employment opportunities, virtual events, LinkedIn and Facebook groups to join, personal and professional development resources, products and services, live stream, trustworthy nonprofits and foundations, especially now it's very important, coronavirus facts, must follow people podcasts, and so much more. Just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click on the Reopen America tab, and it'll take you to the table of contents, basically, and there's all different categories there. All of our partners that you're meeting today, their information is listed there too, even their podcast information. So you just click and you can start listening to them. Again, go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and click the Reopen America tab. Amazing information. Start using it as a resource. I promise there is some phenomenal things on there that you'll find, and you'll meet some great people too. So everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, one location for all the information, providing everything you need to grow your business, improve the quality of your life, and make a difference. Just trying to help everybody, put it all in one spot so you don't have to have post-its and tabs and notes and pieces of paper and I can't find anything. What was it? What was that great podcast guest that I heard on Michelle's show that I want to listen to? It's all there for you. So I just made it easy. Just want to help people out and make everything convenient. That's all. Pretty simple. So bookmark it. Save it on your phone. Make it your go-to place. I promise you'll love it. You'll love it. And share with your friends. Want to help them out too. All right. So let's get to our next guest. Our next guest is Aubrey Johnson, the host of the Road to Rediscovery podcast and audience. So you'll awake over there. They love the guests, man. So how are you today, Aubrey?
Wow. I'm doing great. Doing fantastic. Had a great holiday and just doing a little relaxing before I start putting up lights and everything. So I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you, Michelle?
I am good. The problem is I didn't eat enough. And then, by the time you get home, you're hungry again. But what I was smart this year, I bought one of those little turkey breasts. So I'm going to make that. So technically I'll have turkey today and, like the sandwich tomorrow. So I planned ahead this year knowing that for whatever reason, there's never enough leftovers. So let's talk a little bit about your great podcast, The Road to Rediscovery. Perfect timing to have these type of discussions with, people just unsure and they're looking to even rediscover their own personal life and not even including their businesses. Yeah. So go ahead. Let's talk about what the show's about, a little bit about you, and then we'll take it from there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, thank you, Michelle. Yeah. My name's Aubrey Johnson. I'm the creator and host of the Road to Rediscovery podcast. And this podcast has been in existence as a podcast for about 2.5, close to 3 years. Prior to that, it was a blog. In some instances, it still is a blog. I make updates, periodically. But the purpose of the Road to Rediscovery is it's a podcast that touches on reflecting on past life lessons. We reflect on these lessons so that we can learn from them. And when we learn from them, we grow. Now, it's one thing to grow from learned lessons, but now how can you apply it to someone else who's struggling, going through dark times, to help uplift them? They may be going through or struggling through some adversity that is very similar to what you've gone through previously. So how can we apply what we've learned to help and uplift others who are struggling through dark times? Now, what makes my show very unique, Michelle, is people talk about things they discover and learn in their life's journey, okay? But there are things that we rediscover, and what I mean by that is, there may be an event that happens to me in my 20s, and that event may be catastrophic, but the mindset that I'm in my 20s, I'm all about partying. I'm not trying to learn any lessons. I just deal with the circumstances or the event, and then I move on with my life. Well, later in life, let's say fast forward 10 years, I'm in my 30s. And another event happens. It's a totally different event, but it reveals the same lesson. And at that point, I may stop and think, you know what? This looks familiar. This looks very familiar. And I may be in a better place in my 30s. I would be more mature, you know, maybe be established in a career to where my mindset is in a place to where I'm heeding the message and rediscovering what that lesson is, right? And then learning and growing from it and helping others. I interview amazing people from all around the world who have gone through seemingly insurmountable odds where they just thought they were at the end of their rope and there's nowhere to turn around, nowhere to make that transformation. And then there's a defining moment where they rediscover a lesson that takes them on the road and the path of transformation. And so we talk about those challenges they have, and they're very transparent and very vulnerable in sharing those experiences. Then we move forward to talk about, okay, now that you've not only survived but thrived, how are you applying it to help others who are struggling? So and then they share that with us. And I also have solo episodes where I talk about my own rediscoveries and ways that I've learned and relearned and help others through that as well. So in a nutshell, Michelle, that's pretty much what the Road to Rediscovery is about. It's well received by the people that I talk with, by the listeners. I have a very loyal listening fan base, just looking for just ways of transformation and knowing that they are not alone in their struggles, because there are people who have gone through the same struggles or maybe worse and have transformed themselves. So, you know, it gives people hope.
I love the concept. The rediscovery portion, I think, is just 100% spot on, because, as you evolve as a person, you look back sometimes and go, oh, wow, I didn't see it like that then. I see it like that now. And it might even,
right.
It could be something that you wrote down, or it could be a story. It could be anything. And you just see it as if it's almost like in a different language that you went, oh, wow, I get it now. And that, for me personally, that's happened so much. And the more you pay attention to that, the more you're going to start seeing it. You know, I think that in today's world, we're so overwhelmed and everything has to be instant gratification. And we don't take the time to look within enough. And I know I do it too. I'm sure that you have your moments where you do it and your guests do too.
Sure.
And if we just, once we take that little bit of time, literally, it's like all of a sudden the light bulb goes on. And you went, oh, my God, it's been staring at me in the face. And but you need that reminder. You need that direction. That's why shows like yours is a great way to get that little nudge. And then, remind yourself to take that time out, or even find somebody who went through something similar. Because we don't have to reinvent the wheel. Why? You know what I mean? If somebody's gone through and they figured out how to make it through, I don't want to have to figure it out from scratch. I mean, it's a lot of work. Don't reinvent. Just rediscover.
Exactly.
Here we go.
That's exactly right, Michelle. And, on the road to rediscovery, we have what we call the four cornerstones to growth. And one of those cornerstones is service to others. And service to others, that's where you are actually applying what you've learned to help others who are struggling. That's a service. It's people who are outward focused, who are service oriented, and they have a heart for service to help others. And that's sharing your experiences to uplift others struggling is an act of service.
Well, it's now 12:24, and we've got to go to the next segment. But how about you come back on very soon, and we'll share those other three points. So it's kind of like a little teaser for people to say, ooh, I need more Aubrey.
Be more than happy to, Michelle.
All right. Sounds wonderful. I will reach out to you. We'll get that coordinated definitely before the holidays, because I think people need a little bit of inspiration there and some rediscovery. It's a perfect time to do that. So Aubrey Johnson, the host of the Road to Rediscovery podcast, all of his information and the links to the show are going to be on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. You can go to the Partners and Patriots tab, or even Reopen America Resource Center and on the podcast section. So thanks for being a great partner, Aubrey. I love the show, and I can't wait for you to come back on, and we'll go through the rest of those tips.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, Michelle. Enjoy your day.
You too. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, it's Black Friday, everybody, and the discounts from our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Marketplace are out of control. The marketplace, if you haven't checked it out, the concept's pretty simple. You buy a product or service, and those companies donate 2 to 20% of your total purchase to our nonprofit partners helping vets, pets, and kids. So you click, you buy, and you make a difference. And these are products that you're going to be buying anyway. So we're not asking you to buy something like, remember the days when the kid would knock on the door and sell you the calendars and the wrapping paper, and you're like, I don't really need this, but I want to help and support. These are products that you're buying anyway. So we've partnered with 44 well-known websites and brands like Amazon, Apple Music, Books, all the sports organizations, the NFL, the PGA, NCAA, their NCAA, the UFC, Constant Contact, Canva, Zazzle, Suzanne Summers, Spanx, Skinny Girl, American Flags, Fiverr, ClickFunnels, and so many more. And you go there first. Don't go directly to their websites. Just go to ours, which is everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and click the Marketplace tab. One of my favorite products that I started taking a couple months ago is the Suzanne Summers supplements. I figured, you know, this woman's 80. She's battled breast cancer, didn't do the chemo, and if you haven't seen her lately, she looks amazing. She's 80, okay? 80 years old. She has amazing products, incredible books on health, and, you know, the only way to fight any virus is to have a strong immune system. So I started taking her zinc, vitamin C, and D3 a few months ago. Not even a sniffle, nothing. She normally gives a 15% discount, but today a lot of her items are up to 67% off, so I'm getting my refills. And 4% of your total purchase is donated to help vets, pets, and kids. So how awesome is that? Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Marketplace tab, check out all of the amazing products and sales going on today and all the time. They always usually offer a discount. And remember, you buy, those companies donate 2 to 20% of your total purchase. So help people out and get the stuff that you need. Everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Marketplace tab. All right, it's time for the next guest. We have up, let's see, I think I see her in the queue. Oh, give me one second here, boys and girls. I'm running everything on my own solo here. So our next guest up is Joanne Helfert Sullum. She's an artist and author of Evolution of a Wild Heart. And let's give her a big round of applause. How are you today, Joanne?
Great. How are you? What a great show you have.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I work hard at it, and I'm just trying to help everybody out, just trying to make lives easier and focus on people like you. You know, that sometimes, as I tell people, a lot of the guests, you might not necessarily know their names, but once you hear what they have to say, you go, God, they're better than a lot of the people that are famous. Or especially when it comes to authors, that you go, it's like a best kept secret, and I don't want them to be secret no more. You know what I mean? So it's just let's get all the like-minded people in one place.
You're listening and you look around like, does anybody else hear what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Right?
Totally.
Why isn't this like on every television station and every radio station and every book? Why doesn't everybody have this? This is so great. Like a great meal, right? You want to share.
Yeah, you just want to share it with people. That's all, you know, like-minded people all getting together and sharing some great content to make a difference in your lives, business, and in the world, you know? Who could
great.
Ask
Thank
for more?
Thank you for doing it. Yeah.
So the Evolution of a Wild Heart, I think it's interesting because you combine humans and animals. So tell us a little bit about you and the book. And I think that the it's just a fascinating way that you made something not necessarily relatable, completely relatable.
Well, yes, thank you. I've worked with animals most of my life. I grew up in a very, very bad neighborhood, devoid of nature. And when I got older, I found that being in nature helps you feel more serene and peaceful and accept yourself better. And then I started working with animals as a wildlife artist. I wanted to know them personally. I didn't want to know the animal that was in the woods, that the deer in the headlights sort of thing. Like, who is that person inside? I wanted to know that who they were when they weren't, like, suspicious or afraid of people. And so I started working as a handler. I worked in television. I worked on the Martha Stewart Show, and all to get closer to animals. And then I started volunteering at nature centers and got my wildlife rehabilitator's license, and then started rehabilitating wildlife and releasing them. And what I discovered with that was incredible, because it wasn't just working with them and giving something to them. It was also, I was receiving things back. So it was just, it was like, you know, therapy in a way, right? So it was, you know, how I paid my therapist in nuts as opposed to in cash. Right? So every encounter, right, every encounter had a benefit for me in emotional growth, which is why it's called Evolution of a Wild Heart. Because it was, when I started writing the book, and that was about 15 years ago, I started writing down the first draft of the book. I thought, I just write these cute little animal stories. But then what I realized is it's not just their story, it's my story, where I was in my life at that time, and the messages that I received from nature. And I believe that we do receive messages from nature all the time. We just, with technology has developed, we have kind of, there's too much noise around us to notice it as much. And I think that's part of what the problem is now in society, and is why I wanted to push to do this book this year to finish it, because I think that there's a good message in there for people to get back to nature. Even if you're just in your house and you're stressed out and you're sitting on the couch and you happen to come across a nature show, it's very peaceful. It's very serene. You feel it in your body because we're connected. I mean, we're of this earth. So we are connected to this earth, and we all are connected. And just going for a walk can just calm you down instantly. Right?
And we forget that, though. We forget.
What's that?
We forget that these simple things bring us back to being grounded, and it allows you to maybe think or not think. You know, I just, we get caught up in everything.
Exactly. Exactly. And if you're talking about your whole life as a whole, your business, your job, your family, everything that goes on around your finances, whatever you are doing in your life, to center yourself is really to, you know, ask a few questions and then come back and let it go. Just take a walk or look out the window, or just, when we were kids, we used to look up at the clouds and say, oh, I see an elephant there, or I see a rabbit, or, right? And there were mostly animals that you saw in the clouds.
Oh, yeah.
And it took you out of, and it took you out of yourself. So as far as people, you know, not being able to meditate, that's a good way to start, is just, even if you don't go outside to look out the window and just gaze up at the trees and the clouds, or watch your bird feeder for 10 minutes, and it gets you out of yourself and into somebody else's life and into the world that you're in. And so that's the basis of the book, and also a new podcast that I'm doing with the same name and the same idea. I tell a lot of the stories of my experiences with animals and what they've taught me about life. And they're kind of funny. You know, some of them are really quirky and some of them are serious. But that's basically what I do. I've worked with animals for over 30 years, raised a lot of critters and released them. And they come back. They're my family. They're
well,
my family.
You know,
and
a lot of them, are they're cute. So you even just take, you're removing yourself from the rest of the world. And a lot of people like animals more so than they like other people. Right, it's why people have pets, because they say, God, I love my pet or my dog or my cat, and I don't like my friends, but I like the animals. And you know, the animal is loyal, and the animal is always there, and the animal, you know, especially a dog, they just want to be near you and they look forward to seeing you. So do you have a favorite animal that you I guess like nurse back to health, or one that really was that related to you more so, where there's even maybe some healing or something, you know, like which animal was it?
Well, that's interesting because it changes constantly, because I'm constantly changing. I'm growing emotionally and my life is changing, from my kids being little to being grown up to where I live and all those things. So that's changed over the years. To different animals. I've worked with wolves and deer and raccoons and foxes and a lot of different animals. And I got to say, the last few years, it's probably the deer. They are fascinating, because I live upstate now in upstate New York in the Catskill Mountains, and I have a nice property that I could release them here, where some people don't have that, the other rehabilitators. But what's incredible about them is the family dynamic. And they come back to visit me all the time. It's so funny. You know, Olivia, that's my fawn from 2 years ago. In 2 years, she had her own baby. So she comes back with a baby to visit me. I don't feed her or anything. She just comes back because she loves me and I love her. And, you know, the baby's kind of wild and very confused about it, you know, but, yeah, they're incredible. I actually co-raised a fawn with her mother. It had badly injured leg. And that was my first fawn up here. And that was totally amazing because, the mother found it on I had it in the house for a while because I had a bad infection in the leg. It was caught on a barbed wire fence. And then I put it outside in a little kitty pen to get it some fresh air, and the mother showed up for it.
Oh,
and the intelligence.
Well,
right.
Yeah, smart.
The intelligence.
Smart.
It's very, yeah, but she understood that she couldn't take care of her fawn in the wild and have it survive, that it needed me. So we co-raised it.
Yeah, it knew it needed the hope or the help from you. But Joanne, we've got to go to the next segment because we're at 12:38, and I told everybody I was going to try to keep the clock as best as I can so that we can get everybody in. So what we're going to do is we're going to put your book on our marketplace, and if anybody goes there to purchase it, 2% of the total purchase price will be donated to Vets, Pets, and Kids. So that way we can get some donations, and you know, they can enjoy a great book and kind of get grounded again to nature and animals. So I want to say thank you for coming on and welcome to the Everything Home Resource Platform. You're going to be a great partner, and we'll have you back on and we'll talk a little bit more about relating to the animals and a little bit more about the book. All righty.
Okay, great. Thank you for having me. Wonderful show.
Hey, you're welcome. I appreciate it. All right, so we're going to do just a real quick before I bring in my favorite guest of all times, Miss Mitzi Perdue. I just wanted to let you get to some information on one of our other programs, Promos for a Purpose.
PromosForAPurpose.com.
Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
PromosForAPurpose.com.
Alrighty, it is time for Miss Mitzi Perdue, the queen of family business, author, and founder of Win This Fight, a nonprofit organization which saves lives and stops human trafficking for good. Everybody, a round of applause for Mitzi. Hi, my friend. How are you? How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was fabulous, and I loved your previous guest. Wow, because I'll tell you something that I do to avoid stress or to dial stress down. I watch videos on YouTube of fawns.
Oh, really?
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's my favorite thing to do when I'm feeling wound up and spun out. So, and it works.
Hmm. Well, if you say it works, I am going to believe you, because the amount of information that you and I shared during episodes 123 and 124, everyone listen to those. It's a two-part series on Mitzi. Unbelievable. So whatever Mitzi says, I'll do.
Thank you.
Well, and as we talked about the other day, and the reason why I'm having you back on so soon is because this is Thanksgiving week, and we're talking about nonprofits and yours, which nobody wants to talk about human trafficking. It's almost like taboo, and we're not letting that happen anymore. So I wanted you to kind of finish the conversation we started on Wednesday. Let's just jump right into that. I mean, I think it's amazing the work that you're doing. You said, you know, this is the last big project you're going to do. I mean, you've done so much in your life.
At age 79. Yeah, this is how I want to spend the time that I have left. But, you know, I think it's the darkest subject on the face of the earth. But the flip side of that is any good you can do means that doing some of the most wonderful things in the face of the earth. So I'm very much in the mode of encouraging people to join me in doing something about it. And I'd love to share with you what can be done about it.
Please do, because this is a huge problem that nobody wants to talk about.
Well, I'll give you a feeling for how huge it is. There are 40 million people who are enslaved right now. And that happens to be a larger number than all the people who were enslaved during the Atlantic slave trade period. I mean, it's more people. Isn't that just amazing?
So it's crazy.
Yeah. But let's get into the better part. First of all, I hope people have either a pencil and paper or their smartphone handy, because I'm going to give a text number where if they want to learn more. But here's the exciting thing that I would love everybody to join in on. And guess what? It doesn't cost you any money, and it won't cost you 1 minute more time than you want to give. But here's the approach to stopping human trafficking. And I'm in the middle of possibly partnering with one of the largest anti-trafficking organizations in the world. I'll be talking with them Monday to maybe, I hope, seal the deal. But here's what it is. What makes traffickers traffic? And the answer is just very, very well known. It's money. It's the second most profitable criminal activity in the world. The thing is, like, I'll give you an example. If you traffic four girls in New York City, you can make $1 million a year, tax-free. So it's extraordinarily profitable. And your odds of doing jail time throughout the world are way less than 1 in 100. I mean, it's effectively a crime that you can commit without paying any penalty. So what I'm involved in is there's this fabulous group. It's called the International Fraud Group, that has ways of tracking the funding. Say if you're making that $1 million a year, you're using a bank. And, you know, a lot of people are making a lot more money than that. If you can find the bank and you can freeze the bank account, the trafficker is pretty quickly going to lose his or possibly her motivation for doing it. We've done this with other illegal operations like software pirating. That used to be a terrible, terrible problem, but it's almost gone away because the software manufacturers now are just so skilled at finding the bank accounts of the counterfeiters or the pirates and closing them down. And, you know, if you've been working on counterfeiting something and then you go to your bank account and it's frozen, And that's happening all the time. Pretty soon you start thinking, that's not the way I want to earn my living. The same thing can be done fighting human trafficking. And well, I just find it amazingly exciting, the possibility of going at the root of the problem.
Well, they always say follow the money, right? Always say, they've said that for years. You follow the money, and all of a sudden it's amazing how everything's so connected. And, you know, the part that really bothers me, and we've discussed it before in your episode 123 and 124, everyone listened to those two amazing episodes with Mitzi. This really can get under control and be stopped, because if we're the United States, everything really runs through us. And we know the government and the powers that be know where the money is. It's just they look the other way. And that's the part that really is aggravating, frustrating, and it makes me so angry. Because like you gave the example in New York City, the people that can do something about it, they all know. And some of them are part of it, which is sick and demented and just disturbing at every level.
Because we pick on New York City.
Yeah,
we pick on New York City, but my impression from talking with anti-trafficking organizations throughout the world, the traffickers are just adept at paying off people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I mentioned that if you're a trafficker, your chances of doing jail time are less than 1 in 100, that's one of the reasons why. You probably invest a fair amount of money in paying off people.
And they take the money and look the other way. And all of a sudden, you know, it just gets worse and worse. And you said, 40 million? And I'm sure, you know, even 5 years ago, it was not even that high amount of people. But once you find out, if you're one of these bad people, and once you find out about it, you can get it, your hand in the cookie jar. Like you said, it's the number two form of making money. I use the word mafia because I'm from New Jersey, but you know, the mafia, the crime organizations do.
Organized crime. It's the second largest source of income for organized crime. And, you know, just a couple of years ago, it was the number three, but now it's surpassed illegal arms sales, and it's catching up on drug sales.
That's crazy.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And it's 12:47, so I got to keep on my schedule. Mitzi, give the text information so people can get to receiving your blog. And that's also on our website. So I put it on there too. So on everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, Mitzi's information, the text number, and of course her website's there. You can go to homepage or the Partners and Patriots tab, but give the text information real quick so people can get set up right now while they're listening to the show.
Perfect. Text WTF, and I do know what that stands for, but it's very attention getting. Text WTF to 51555. And here's what you'll get. And you can opt in. But I write newsletters once a week, and they're fairly short. You can read them in a couple of minutes, but it will tell you progress that we're making in fighting human trafficking, or it will tell stories of rescues or prevention. The people who've signed up for it tell me that they love it. So please sign up. The more people who sign up, the more clout I have when I talk with the funders.
Yeah, exactly. You get more credibility there. So Mitzi, you know, your devotion to actually solve problems, and you've been doing it since, I think you're early 20s and you're 79 now. Mm-hmm. It's just an honor to have you as a partner on our platform and to be a good friend of mine. So I just want to say thank you, and you're doing some amazing things in this world, and we're here to support you in every way we can, because it's people like you that actually do make a difference. And thank you. That's all I can say is thank you for being you.
Well, I'm so grateful for our friendship. It's an honor and a blessing for me. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome, and I appreciate you. So I'm going to have you back on. Like you said, you're still my number one guest, and we'll talk later. We'll talk next week on a regular phone call. So I'm sure we can catch up on some other stuff. So you have a wonderful weekend, Mitzi, and we're here to help win this fight with you. So we'll get something accomplished, and good luck on Monday. close that deal. Yes. If there's anybody that can close a deal, it's you. It is the queen of family business. She'll close that deal. Don't worry about it. All right. Thanks, Missy. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for our final guest. Last but not least, Mr. Jareth Tucker, the founder of Real One-on-One Consulting. We're going to talk some business marketing and some tips. Mr. Jareth, how are you today?
I'm doing absolutely great, Michelle. How are you?
I am good. I'm so glad that we finally connected. We've been going back and forth on LinkedIn, and now we've opened our relationship. We are friends, and you're our great addition to our patriotic, purpose-driven resource platform. So thank you for being a partner. Tell us a little bit about you in Real One-on-One Consulting, and then let's get some hardcore tips for people so they could start doing something today for their business
right.
and themselves.
I appreciate you for having me on. I listened to the entire show. You're absolutely brilliant in the way you handle yourself. So I wanted to say that before I got started. But
well, thank you.
My name is Jareth Tucker. As you said, I am the CEO of Real One-on-One Consulting. I specialize in business marketing, advertising, and branding. As an entrepreneur, Real One-on-One Consulting is always going to be my baby. It's always going to be my passion. But as I grow and evolve daily, I've learned to keep things very simple. I've learned to be present in the moment, and with that has pushed me in a situation to where I am reminding others that we are human beings first. That is my job before anything. You know, I'm an author. I do several things under Real One-on-One Consulting, motivational speaking, but before all of those titles, I am a human being first, and I believe that when we understand ourselves, when we are more present in the moment, when we don't let our minds drift so much and we have clarity, we understand ourselves better, then we can understand other people as human beings first. And when you learn that and when you become comfortable with that concept, you can be a better entrepreneur. You can be a better father, person, whatever you're trying to do. But it all starts in understanding yourself as a human first and learning how to interact with others.
You know, it seems like the theme for all of the guests into this show today was about being present in the moment. And when everybody books their spots, it's not planned in regards to topics. I have various topics, various different people, so that way there's a lot of diversity for the audience. But it always kind of comes back to that. And I think how you're talking about it is, it's amazing how you're all on the same page, totally different ways to go about it, different categories, different types of delivery, right? Because you've got the interior design, you've got another podcast, you've got an author, and you've got Mitzi's nonprofit, and then I have you on the business and the consulting side. But the theme is similar for you guys are doing. I think it's fascinating. There's more like-minded people out there than we realize, and I'm just really impressed. I'm impressed with you. Let's give some specific tips, like I said, that people can implement today to either be in the present or how they can advance mm-hmm. themselves on the business side, because I think it's critical now. You know, it's the end of the year. There's a lot of things going on, so I want people to get focused.
Yes, because you're right. There are a lot of things going on. It's the end of the year. We have the virus. We have politics. We have everything that you all wonderfully mentioned going on. And then we just have life going on because, you know, anything is liable to hit any one of us at any given time. So something that helps me, and I want your viewers and the audience to listen, is I try to keep things very simple, regardless if I'm talking about life, if I'm talking about business. Keeping things simple helps you to be in the present. Sometimes we get distracted with things that really don't mean anything. So you have to make the decision. What I mean by keeping it simple, make a decision that, hey, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be a better person. I'm going to spend more time with myself. I'm going to research what it means for me to be in the present. Everything starts with us. We can give out all kind of tips, advice, secrets. But if the person does not accept responsibility and accountability for your life, because ultimately it's all up to the person. So the easiest, simplest bit of advice I can give is make this decision this hour, this minute, that I am going to proceed with whatever your goal is. You don't have to come up with this super amazing strategy. You can say today, you know what? I've been slacking being a parent. This hour, this minute, I'm going to something to become a better parent. Just make the decision, and then you will notice if you make that decision wholeheartedly and you focus on that every day, keeping something small, other doors are going to open up. And just to the point that you mentioned, look how your guests will line up. We didn't plan this. It wasn't set up for us all to be on the same page, but that speaks more to the energy. That speaks more to the way. That speaks more to the truth that we all are sharing, that this is the stuff that works. We can give all kind of tidbits and secrets, but you have to spend more time with yourself, not thinking about so much what went on in the past, because some of us are caught up in the past. Some of us are thinking about the future. How many of us are actually thinking about, okay, where am I at today in life? What is going on with me right now, this second? And trying to control our thoughts to a certain extent, not to drift so much. And when you become present, when you control your thoughts and you're not just drifting, letting your mind wander all over the place, you're going to find that clarity that you need. See, I can't give you the clarity. Only you can find the clarity. And once you find that, you're going to start meeting people who have the same or similar interests. You're going to be prompted to listen to other people who are trying to get where you're trying to go. The help is going to be there, but you have to make the decision for yourself.
Wow, that summary is brilliant, absolutely brilliant. I'm actually going to take it and put it into a little segment and put it on the homepage, because you've really just hit it out of the park. I think the audience needs to give you a round of applause.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm going to steal some of the language, because I thought it was so well put together. And it was right off the cuff. It's not like you wrote this down. So,
well, going into marketing, what I've learned is I keep everything simple. What I've just said is who I am, is who I've learned to be, who I spend my time with, understanding that this is Jarrah Tucker. I'm going to look at myself, and I encourage everybody. What I like to give out is recipes to success, or recipes to what you're trying to do that makes you happy. Look at me. I volunteered to take the lead, putting my life out in public view to say, look, I grow and evolve daily, helping others grow as well. I want you to do that. Take what I'm saying, add to it, subtract from it. If you don't like when I said something, that's cool. Take that away. Put your own 2 cents in it. Make your own recipe for success and for happiness. And diving in into marketing and advertising, keep everything simple. Marketing to me is just gathering other people's attention, understanding what works for me right now, what may work in the future, because it's all experimenting. That's all it is. But it helps when you understand yourself. See, I know me, so I can market this message of guidance, this message of leadership, this message of inspiration, because this is who I am. So to me, marketing, just keep it simple. You can advertise, you can pay somebody to do it, but the main thing is understanding your message. What is your mission statement? What are your goals? What are your beliefs as a person? Because whatever product, service, or business you have, that is represented by you. If you're selling sneakers, if you are a life coach, whatever you're doing, you represent yourself. You are the brand, especially if you're somebody who is putting out your material in the public's eye. You are the brand first, so you understand that. Then you will understand what the customer wants. And then it's just getting good. It's just experimenting. Okay, I know my customers want inspiration and guidance from me, so let me try to market video and see how that works. Then I'll market written content. It is just a forever thing of going on.
It's just trial and error.
See what works for you or what doesn't.
See what works. Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
Jairus, we're here at the end of the show. you're an incredible partner, asset to the platform, and I'm going to have you back on. Maybe what we could do is just before the end of the year, have you come back on, give some little reminders, some more information. But yeah, great message today, my friend, and thank you for being one of our valued partners. You, like I said, you're an incredible addition to the Everything Home resource platform. So thank you for coming on today, and I look forward to you coming on very soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. You are very welcome, my friend, and you have a great weekend. So listen, my people, listen to those guests. How about those amazing partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace? If you're interested in becoming a partner, we'd love to have you. We're always looking for like-minded people. Our concept, simple partnerships, promotion relationships. So go to the homepage, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. There's a great big graphic that I put on there. It says, join our socially conscious referral network. It's a big banner. Click on that. It'll take you to the list of all the benefits that we have. And there's no cost. We just want good people doing good business and good things. That's the criteria. We keep it simple. You good person? You doing good business? You do good things? Join us and be part of the community. So again, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Go check it out. It is one location for all the information. The ultimate resource platform with 5 programs providing everything you need to grow your business, improve the quality of your life, and make a difference. The information for today's guests and all of our partners, every episode of Everything Home, to subscribe to the show, like, follow, and join our community. Sign up for our newsletter, become a purpose-driven business and our partner. Learn about our 5 transformational programs and much more. Everything there. Everything is on everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Bookmark it, save it to your phone, make it your go-to place. And a special thank you to all of our partners and guests today on Everything Home. Again, all of their information is listed on our homepage right now. And of course, always under the purpose-driven segment, which is on the Partners and Patriots tab. So join us on Wednesday at 12 p.m. Mountain Time for another live episode of Purpose-Driven Partners and learn some great tips and takeaways to grow your business, improve the quality of your life, and make a difference and have a little entertainment and laugh. So again, have a great weekend, everybody. Make it a great day because you deserve it. And remember... All right, not bad. 2 minutes over. Thanks, everybody. Wednesday, noon. Tune back in. 5 more great guests, 7-minute segments, tons of quality content. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.